your weekend. I hope you had a lovely weekend. Happy new week. I hope this new week will be a blessed week to every one of us. Yeah, as we all know that yesterday was Democracy Day, a day set aside to celebrate the end of the military government in Nigeria. So now, that's what I'm going to discuss about. It's just one or two words and that's all. Yesterday, June 12th, was celebrated in our country as Democracy Day. It was a day set aside by the federal government to mark the watershed masses-driven victory of the late MKO Abiola in the 1993 presidential election. It will be recalled that on June 6, 2018, when it was publicly declared Democracy Day, June 12 was like any other day. It replaced May 29, which in past times had been celebrated as Democracy Day since the country returned to democratic rule in 1999. Democracy Day recognizes the end of military rule in Nigeria and the restoration of a democratic system of government, symbolized by the swearing-in of the president-elect Olusegun Obasanjo on May 29, 1999. Common activities on Democracy Day include a national address by the president, as well as large public celebrations hosted in Eagle Square in the capital city of Abuja. For many Nigerians, Democracy Day is also an opportunity to educate others and the importance of participating in the political process and to encourage younger people to value the rights for which so many people worked so hard for. And this is the extract of the address made by His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday, June 12, 2022. He said, and I quote, "I ask all citizens to support and cooperate with our security agencies by reporting any suspicious characters and activities to law enforcement agencies. I will conclude this Democracy Day speech, my last as president, by assuring you of my commitment to protect Nigeria and Nigerians from all enemies from within and outside. I am also promising you a free, fair, and transparent electoral process, and I am pleading with all citizens to come together and work with the government to build a peaceful and prosperous nation." And that is the extract from the address made by His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday, June 12, 2022. I urge all my fellow citizens out there that we should please embrace peace and unity, as we are all one. It won't be peaceful in your home. If Nigeria is not peaceful, it won't be peaceful in your home and your environment. So we need to work together in order to achieve a common goal. I urge every one of us to embrace unity and peace and love one another. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and happy Democracy Day to everyone.